No gospel kind of hymn that I like or song that I like is "In the Morning When I Rise." In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Actually, I should have sang, "You can have all this world, but give me Jesus." But I jump back to the verse, right? And then the next verse is usually, "And when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus." And those two verses remind us that in the morning when we rise, we should be rising with Jesus as our hope. And even when we're alone in life and we maybe are facing something and no one else is around us, or maybe we've just found a few moments of quiet to ourselves, it's in that moment we should also be singing out, "Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus." I'm reminded of that song because of we're looking each week at Matt Redman's 10,000 Reasons and looking at some psalms that go with that song. And in Matt Redman's 10,000 Reasons, there's that third kind of verse that says, "And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still," now listen, let's go back and hear those words again. "And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praises unending 10,000 years and then forevermore." So when our strength is failing, when our heart's giving way, the last words that should be on our lips are praises that will live for eternity. And I wonder, have you ever thought about if you knew you were about to take your last breath and you had just some final chance to say some final words, what would they be? What would they be? I got two kind of quick stories about that. One's what others might say about you. And three men were talking and they said, "Hey, what do you want them to say at your funeral?" And the one said, "Well, I want them to say I was a good dad and what a great father and provider and, you know," and kind of went through the list. And the second one said, "Well, I want them to remember me for my faith. I want to hear that he was a good churchman and a good Sunday school teacher and a good leader in the church." And they looked at the third guy and he said, "I want to hear him say, 'Look, he's moving.'" You know, maybe that's what you want to hear at your funeral, right? You know. But the question's really about what would you say? And I don't know if you came across this, but there was an Irish funeral not too long ago, and at the graveside, the man who died had made a recording, and they had somehow put it down in with the casket, and he starts saying from the grave, "Let me out! Let me out!" And at first, the family was a little mortified. They're videoing this, you know. And then they realized it was a joke, and they start laughing. And he's still going, "No, let me out," you know. But if you had a final moment, final words, in your final breaths, would you use them to utter a thanksgiving to God? Would you use your final breath to praise God for your life? To use your final breath for thanksgiving over what He'd given you? Psalm 73 was not written by King David, but by someone named Asaph, I'm not a scholar on pronunciations of that, but they always just say it like you understand it, right? So it's Asaph, right? If you think differently, you can say it differently, right? He, in Chronicles, is described as being a descendant of Gershom, who was the son of Levi. And when you think about Levi, you think about the Levites, the priest. And he was known and named as one of three Levites commissioned by David to be in charge of singing in the house of Yahweh, in the house of God. And so Asaph wrote a number of psalms, and these were probably the work that he wrote that they would sing in the house of God. And Psalm 73 is one of those. And verse 1, we didn't read it, but verse 1 declares, "Surely God is good to Israel." He starts right off with a thanksgiving. He then kind of describes a little bit about their human problem, but when he gets to verse 25 and 26, I want to read these verses again through 28. Even though Betsy read them, I want to read them again. "Whom have I in heaven but you?" Think about that question. "Whom have I in heaven but you? The earth has nothing I desire besides you." In other words, the only thing Asaph saying he desires really is God in heaven. Sometimes we get so attached to the things of this world that that becomes what we want. And we want to just cling to that. But Asaph's saying, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire by you." Verse 26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever." That choir is a lot like Matt Redman's verse, "When my strength is failing." When my strength is failing, he'll praise God, and the psalmist Asaph says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish, and you will destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell all your deeds." The NIV commentary suggests that one phrase there might be the actual good title of this psalm. It is good to be near God. Asaph says, "Though my heart is failing." Matt Redman says, "Though my strength is failing." Asaph says, "I will tell all your deeds." Redman says, "Still my soul will sing your praise unending." It's good to be near God. In the morning when I rise, it's good to be near God. When I am alone, it's good to be near God. And when my strength is failing and my heart is failing, it's good to be near God. The psalmist describes life's difficulty, and yet, even amidst life's difficulty, he knows that when my flesh and heart shall fail, the best thing you can do is tell of the God's deeds. In Matt Redman, in his song 10,000 Reasons, he's also written a book that accompanies that called also 10,000 Reasons. And I read a story in that book that I had not ever heard before about Charles Wesley. And I'm thinking, I've been a Methodist all my life. How have I not ever heard this story about Charles Wesley? And I thought maybe Redman was making something up, so I had to go research it, and I found other sources for the story. And then again, I had to say to myself, how have I not ever heard this story about Charles Wesley? Charles Wesley, when he was dying and on his deathbed, he actually was reading Psalm 73. And he read those verses. Verse 25 and 26, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And the earth has nothing I desire but you. And my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And so he asked his wife to bring him some paper and a pen. Now we know Charles Wesley to be the great hymnist of the two brothers, and we still sing many of his hymns, but I've never heard this story. In March of 1788, as he was dying and with his final breath, he asked for this pen and paper, and he said these words. Now, they're kind of, remember, they're written in 1788, so they aren't our kind of current vernacular. "In an age and feebleness extreme," that's his way of saying, with my body worn out, What shall a sinful worm redeem? Jesus, my only hope thou art. Strength of my failing flesh and heart. Oh, could I catch a smile from thee and drop into eternity? In other words, he's writing, when my strength and my heart is failing, if God, if you would just smile on me from heaven, I will pass into eternity and be with you. And Redman asked this in his book, isn't that an amazing way to die? Such an unshakable hope running through his heart and soul that Wesley wasn't content to be quiet in the moment, to drift away in silence. No, he still had a song to sing. He still had a praise on his lips. He still had a thanksgiving in his heart. And so he wrote from the deepest place within him. And I thought about, isn't that what you want? That when you're about to die, it's not enough just to die in quietness, but with your last and final strength, either write out some words or praise on your lips. And so I ask again, what word would you speak? What poem would you write? What song of praise would be on your lips as you parted from this life? Strength failing, yet words of glory and eternity on your mind. Now, I was pondering this text this week, and Brenda can attest to this. I'm usually months out in sermon planning, but this sermon series of Thanksgivings has been on the books for exactly 1 year. Worship committee wanted to do these Thanksgivings, and so we've planned this series a year ago to be on this day. And Dr. Leonard Sweet posted on Tuesday a phrase that I needed just for this week, not knowing a year ago I had planned for it for this week. And he quoted a Reverend E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds was a Methodist pastor who lived from 1835 to 1913. When he died, they found notebooks of things on prayer, and 9 books have been written from his notes on prayer. And so E.M. Bounds, Dr. Leonard Sweet, quoted this week. The lips that uttered them may be close to death. In other words, the prayer of someone dying. The lips that uttered them may be close to death. The heart that felt them may have ceased to beat. But the prayers live before God, and God's heart is set on them. And prayers, listen to this, and prayers outlive the lives of those that uttered them. They outlive a generation, outlive a world. And then listen to this phrase from E.M. Bounds. Prayers are deathless. In other words, prayers don't die when you do. Words of praise that are on your lips when you die don't die. Praise is deathless. Thanksgivings are deathless. And the faith we have when we come to die is a faith that will live on long after our death. And so I come back to that song I began with, because there's a fourth verse in that song. We're going to try to play it. We'll see. We didn't practice, and so at 8:30 it wasn't quite as good as I hoped, but just remember we didn't practice, right? Kind of play the melody for me. And when I come to die, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Sing that with me. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Let's just be our affirmation of faith today. Stand and sing that with me again. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. One more time. You can have all this world. But give me Jesus. Gracious God, give us the strength that when our heart and flesh is failing, that we'll cling to the cross, that we'll ask for the pen and paper, that with parched lips we'll utter final words of praise. You can have all this world, but Lord, give me Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated, and if our ushers will come forward.